Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Jason Roop, my friend, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, is here in person with us at Tredegar Ironworks on the banks of the James River, anticipating the opening of the American Civil War Museum. That's what we're broadcasting about this morning for Read on the Road. So have you been in? Did you tour the museum yet?
I've been through the current museum. I haven't seen this new building yet. I tried to get in the get a little tour earlier, but they said I had to wait till tomorrow. Yeah, but
really, you didn't flash your press pass. I walked through yesterday. It really is impressive. I think you'll like it when you see it. Now, today's members preview.
Yeah,
I'll walk you through, Jason.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I came all the way down here.
Yeah, we'll get you in. But you know, everybody can come tomorrow. There is an admission fee here, so keep that in mind. It's not a free museum, but it's pretty spectacular, and all the relics are on display. We'll talk more about
beautiful.
It as the show.
Yeah.
Goes on. So what is this rumor that Steven Spielberg was in Virginia this week?
It's no rumor, John.
Well, it's true.
A lot of people in Richmond have a connection with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Of course, we're here at the Civil War Museum, and Lincoln was filmed here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was an extra in Lincoln, John.
Oh, so I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my SAG card, but I did go 3 months without growing my without cutting my hair or growing my beard.
You're practically best friends with Steven
I'm
Spielberg.
I'm practically best friends. I was directed by
Steven Spielberg,
yes.
Okay.
Many,
so why was he
out of here? He flew into Danville on a jet into the little old Danville airport on his Gulfstream 650.
Mm.
And the Danville Register and Bee found out about this and did a little story. And nobody really knows why he was there, but he was talking to people who had a connection to the textile mill in the region there and was asking them a little bit about what its effect was like on the community. And he came in with his relatives and some others, and he's been doing some research apparently down at UNC, which has this Schoolfield Museum and Cultural Center. And they called up some folks in Danville and said, hey, would you mind meeting with Steven Spielberg if he comes to town? So the mayor doesn't know why he was there. The Economic Development Authority didn't know he was coming. And he was in and out in a day.
Mm-hmm. And obviously trying to be subtle flying in
right.
on a jet. But
just real subtle.
You think it's a movie project or something else?
I mean, I can't imagine what else it would be. It's making me curious a little bit more about the history of Danville. And I looked up the first cotton mill was opened there in 1828. Danville was founded by William Byrd. And right now this white mill building is being sold and some casino companies are looking at purchasing it. So there's definitely a turn there. And maybe there's some history with the cotton and the textile mill there at Danville that he's interested in. I mean, there must be some story.
Dig around and let's see if they're about to make a movie. Yeah. Hey, I saw this story, and now that I've got this credit card bill, I will not be participating in this, but Le Maire is celebrating the Kentucky Derby with $500 mint juleps.
Nice.
At the Jefferson Hotel
this
weekend.
It must be a good mint julep, John.
I'm hanging around with the wrong people if they can afford that. What else is going on around town if you're not watching the Derby?
Well, if you want to feel a little bit connected to the Derby without the $500 mint juleps, you can head to the Virginia Horse Festival up at Meadow Park. That's today and through the weekend, and you can go to virginiahorsefestival.com, see a lot of entertainment, horses.
What do you mean? This is the one across from King's Dominion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Used to be where the state.
Yeah, where Secretariat was born.
That's right. So that could be something fun and different.
Yep.
Tonight is the 35th anniversary of the Friday Cheers. It's kicking off.
Oh, just 100
right
yards
down,
from where we are
you
right now.
You can walk right down there, and Browns Island is going to be packed. That should be a great show. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real with Landon Elliott.
Had a beautiful night for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be at the Maymont Classic tonight, the Beer and Wine Classic, and I'm sure you can still get tickets for that. Mm-hmm. There's also the K-Pasa Festival on Saturday, which you talked about earlier this week. Arts in the Park, the Richmond Kickers, and the Flying Squirrels are both playing, so there's plenty to do.
Wow. Okay. Where would you suggest people go for the best list these days? I mean, I know you're biased towards style. Do you all still have the best list of stuff that's going
on? The best calendar?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you if you want a very concise, no-frills, get-to-the-point calendar, mm-hmm. I would suggest River City Rapids. And that's a project that was put together by John Belisle, former city council member. Mm-hmm. RiverCityRapids.com, I believe, is the address. And they have pretty much everything there, color-coded. You can search it.
It's for what you're interested in.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's where I go to kind of make sure I haven't missed anything.
Good. All right. Well, it's going to be a busy and hopefully wonderful weekend here in Richmond. I got my 30th high school reunion tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
I have not lost the weight that I anticipated losing.
You got a few more hours.
Well, I'm wondering whether these other guys are, you know, put on some LBs too, or what that will be like. I'll report back on Monday. Hey, thanks, Jason Roop, former editor of Style Weekly. Always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.